Woohoo! Cheers.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Oh. That's what you say. I'm surprised you didn't say it. What do you always say?
Merry syphilis and happy gonorrhea.
We find the defendant.
Fault?
We find the defendant.
Fault? Oh, that wasn't my fault, was it?
Find.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Find
fault? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Guilty.
The guilt trip.
That's a bogan thing.
It's a bogan. You have been a little bit bogan lately.
That's why I'm not saying that, because I'm trying not to be bogan.
We went to Kangaroo Island for Christmas, and I don't know, as soon as Kai gets off that ferry, you catch a ferry over for those of you
that have not been there. It's a 45-minute journey.
Yeah, over from South Australian mainland to Kangaroo Island, the beautiful island of kangaroos. And Kai, instantly, like, he gets there and it turns something on in his brain. And he's like, fucking this and bloody dry as a dead dingo's donga. And he's carrying on like a pork chop, like an Aussie pork chop.
And you know what? If I had met you, I'd probably live over there and be very, very comfortable in my shell.
Okay, sorry. I wasn't trying to pick you up on it. But then you, ever since, you've just been in this, maybe it's holiday mode, but you just super Aussie.
I swore around your mum a lot, didn't I?
You did. I noticed that. Yeah. You were F this and F that. F bombing.
Because I'm angry with a lot of people at the moment. And I'm allowed to be. And that's just how I show my emotions.
My swearing.
My emotional anger about how much I hate these people. Is it not your mum, obviously. No. But these people I'm talking about to your mum.
Right, yes. Like, because we've been busy and working with a lot of different people in the year.
Yep.
And
they're all great people.
In their own personal lives, most likely.
That's right. And they think they're great. But realistically.
Something you're talking in general, just to clear it up for those listening. By the way, welcome to the guilt trip. It's been a while. But if you're listening, yes, welcome back. I'd like to say welcome back to us first.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's do that.
We've not been here for a little while.
But before I go on a negative banter.
Okay.
Welcome back. It has been a very long time.
It's been ages.
Why has it been so long? Because you've been so busy.
Well, I did. I was producing a musical.
Well done. Very
which
good.
Which took, in the end then, took a lot of toll on me. I'm not going to pretend to be some really incredibly savvy social media podcasting crazy person. Like, wow, she does so many crazy things. And, you know, because I'm just a human being and I couldn't spread myself too thin, do podcasting, produce a musical, then do my other job stuff, like voiceover stuff, and also have kids who were doing school transitions and kindy bloody parties and all sorts of things, and then Christmas, and then off. Like, it was just too much.
Do you know who you forgot just then?
You
forgot me.
Exactly. Correct. You don't even get a smell in.
No, I wish I did.
I know, right? But that's the problem. See, too many things. So I just needed to take a little hiatus, as people do. I'm only human.
You're only human, and you did a good job. Well done, Tamara.
Yeah.
This is my pat on the back.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I missed this a little bit.
Yeah, it's good fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I did miss it. So thank you for doing a little New Year's potty with me.
So you haven't got anyone that you're interviewing today? It's just you and me just having a chin wag about the year.
Yeah, well.
Reflecting.
Reflecting on the year that was.
About 2019 and what we've got coming up in 2020.
2020. Well, yeah, it's a big year, isn't it? I mean, we've seen a lot of things. I mean, I could go down the political trail and talk about Donald Trump and Brexit and get a little bit, you know, excitable about that. But
oh, and who's our Prime Minister? I can't remember.
No, who knows? Who are we up to?
ScoMo, or it sounds like something you'd find in your underpants, doesn't it?
ScoMo.
Oh, man. Oh, I've got ScoMo today. I got it last night from a chick. And, oh, it's so itchy.
It does sound like it. He's like a venereal disease.
That's it. And Donald Trump.
Donald Duck.
And I've got a Trump in my bum.
A Trump.
Yeah, that's
another. Trump's, unfortunately, is quite a strong, powerful name, I would say.
Yep.
Isn't it?
It is. It
Trump,
is.
Like a come up Trumps, right?
I don't think that's his real name.
Don't you?
I don't think it is.
It's the Trump family empire.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay, his father had, like, literally immigrants and paid them under wage.
Okay. So let's go
back. To build all the big buildings.
Let's go back to that history. Just Google that one day and
I will.
Make sure.
Fact check that one.
Fact checked it. Because I don't think the father's last name is Trump. Like, let's face it, who's called Trump? But let's not go on a political boring
bandwagon.
chat It is a bit boring.
Should I do that in the new year? Should we be a bit political?
Nah.
Just like all the other podcasts?
Nah.
That's true, because they would probably do it better.
Very much
so. Why try that tail?
You don't even watch the news. You're not interested in it.
You know why I don't watch that? I am interested in the news.
Hey, can I just say?
But we don't have free-to-air TV because of our crappy rental, and it doesn't have the cable. So we just have Netflix and Stan.
And Netflix doesn't work.
Oh, NBN. Terrible in our area.
So Tamara, I'm not sure if you know, but there's a thing called the newspaper. And you could actually go and buy the newspaper. No, you're right. So
Do they?
No. But you've actually gone one step up a little bit this morning. Mm. For Christmas, you got given by your lovely sister and my lovely brother-in-law. Google, what's it called? Google Play? Google.
So you don't even know?
No, I don't, but
Google Mini.
Google Mini.
And is that it?
No, yeah. I don't know.
A Hey Google thing, like a ball, basically, that you talk to.
That's right. And all I hear you ever now is not talking to the family, not talking to anyone else, but Google. You go, Hey Google, play this song. Hey Google, what's in the recipe for a mascarpone, blah, blah, blah. Hey Google, good morning. How are you today? And it talks to you, but it tells you, they heard it telling you the news. So you're up with the time and you're going to listen to the news.
Well, actually, that is cool that you can say good morning, Google. But
its technology is brilliant and you are starting to get up with the time. So maybe next year you can bring in a little bit of the news. Maybe not political news, but the news.
Good stories. What's been happening in your hood?
Good stories would be brilliant. Like, I would actually love to see or hear a podcast. It's probably already been done, but like a podcast or a news story about just nothing but positive things. Like, you know, little Nana lost her cat and then the fireman found it in the tree.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Boring.
But, you know, good news.
I know what you mean. You've said that for a while.
A five-year-old rescues a
shark.
A 38-year-old man who was
stuck in a tree with a cat.
That's right. And then the bike fell on him or whatever, you know. But yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it would be a good idea. But going back to when you were talking about the professionals,
I've talked to you a lot about the professionals. I never mentioned podcasts. Telling you and your mum and everyone how much I don't love working with professionals at all.
In all different facets of your life, you know, you get, let's for example, say a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
You think they're going to know everything.
Terrible. They don't. Sorry, any lawyers that are listening that are really good. I'm sure there's plenty of good lawyers.
I've got friends who are lawyers.
Yes.
You know?
That's not to say they're good lawyers. I don't know if they're good or bad.
Well, I would say they are, but they're some of my best correct mates. So. Yeah.
And I would say a lot of, for example, builders. Mm-hmm. You get recommended builders.
For example. I love all these examples. They're not in our lives at all.
Or you get recommended accountants. Or you get recommended a plumber.
You should use Jono. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Build your deck. What happens? It warps. Warps.
Brilliant. You spend $35,000 on a deck and it's like last 2.5 years.
Oh, man. We'll tell you what actually happened with that because we can. We had a deck, a big deck.
No, very big. It was the biggest deck that I've ever had.
Such a good deck.
Yep.
And it was up in the hills in our last house. At big deck, and they built it great, fantastic. Then we ended up selling the house. The deck was fine. Then we hear from a random person who's
meant to be really good.
All right, yeah, who came into their house. So it happened into the people's whose house, you know, we sold our house to fix something up, and they saw the deck, and apparently it was being all pulled up only 2 years later to put something else down because it had all warped and all the gaps had kind of separated, or what had happened?
It got wet and it expanded.
Yeah, that.
And it pushed all together.
Oh, the opposite.
Yeah, pushed all together and then warps it because it's got no room to move.
Right, and that's what happened.
Technical explanation.
Yeah.
But we spent $35,000 to $37,000 on that deck.
And they just ripped it up. Oh, yeah. That just makes me feel sad.
Yay for professionals.
Not to say, but I think a good professional's hard to come by. I think so too. Do you not agree? Guilt trippers is true.
Yes.
You know. That's why I never call myself a professional in anything I do. I like to just be half-assed at everything.
So
no one has gives you any pressure to be good at something. So, Kai, how has your year been? 2019.
Looking back. Been amazing, but hard.
Challenges. Let's call them challenges, yeah. And obstacles.
You know what I'm looking forward to is 2021, just to have a chilled out year.
Wow, I think you've already year, just bypassed 2020. That's yeah, already going to be tough. Be
hard. Yeah, it's going to be a hard year. Yeah. We've got a lot of things on.
Again, yeah.
Actually, let's bypass another 15 years.
When the kids are looking, 21.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to 2035.
When we can finally sleep.
What am I now, 42?
Oh, you're so old.
I know, but I'm 43, right?
The kids said you were like 58, by the way, today. I said, how old? Do you know, remember how old we are, guys? And my daughter goes, yeah, Mum, you're 38, which was pretty good.
Perfect.
Because I'm like 29, so that is...
Pretty, according pretty to you, yeah.
But she and I said, "What about Daddy?" And she goes, 58. I'm like, "You would love that."
I would love that.
No, you wouldn't. Kai's 43.
But if I was 58 going out with you, I'd be happy.
Oh man.
Or married to you.
Oh, how does it feel to be with a woman who's like 39 and almost 40? You see, 40 is my big year next year.
No, I don't think there's a problem because we're growing old together and it's fine.
Oh, you grow old together.
But not to say that I don't look at younger women. Especially down
do
the
you?
Especially down the beach with the big new bathers.
The big
So I was gonna say the big bums with the new bathers. So, and quite frankly,
can I just put new bathers.
The big new bathers that go right up.
You're going to say boobs or jubblies.
Nah, not jubblies. I wasn't going to say jubblies.
Love the bum jubblies. Thing is a thing, isn't it?
It's a beautiful thing.
Look, I'm like the style of these young girls, which is great because everyone's wearing them. It's fine.
Mm.
Literally, it's like a G-string bikini thing, sort of, isn't it? But it kind of just looks like an ill-fitting bikini bottom that's a bit small.
I don't think it's ill-fitting.
It's meant to be like that.
Yeah, it's meant to be like that.
It rides up the bum.
Yeah.
And exposes heaps of bum.
Yes.
Which is fine. Everyone's happy about that, obviously. The people wearing it, the people looking at it.
Yep.
Maybe some nanas not so happy.
I reckon the first time as a woman, though, or as a young lady or whoever you are, to put one of those on and then go out in public would be quite challenging as well. You'd go...
You feel a little bit naughty, wouldn't you?
My cheeks are out. Both of them.
And do they look good around?
Yeah.
See, I couldn't wear that even if I wanted to. I mean, I could... This is just my hang up because I've got kids and I would feel guilty that I'm over sexualizing myself. I would feel like I'm over sexualizing myself.
Mm,
do you know what I mean? I feel like
enough.
I need to be
somehow
more conservative.
Yeah, boring. There's heaps of mums at the beach with their bums out.
Yeah, but not intentionally. Just good, like one today at the beach and my thing just disappeared right into my crack. And that's not because the bathers are meant to be like that. They just went there. I think I need just some more bigger bathers or just more coverage.
My bum's spreading out. It is.
sorry. Is it?
It's turning 40.
Kai, what does that mean?
No, I'm going to be fit.
I'm going to be freaking fit for 40.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, this is my year of getting fit. You watch. Correct. I'm going to be like a bikini weightlifting model person.
Awesome.
Yeah. So watch out.
For my bum at the beach.
For my bum. Because it's going to remain in the pants. In the pants.
Right.
But pants? Why am I wearing pants at the beach?
You did the other day and it was annoying.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
A 40 degree day. I'll get my jeans on.
I got my jeans on. I'll tell you why. I had no other clean clothes.
Oh.
And they were the only things I had. Terrible. And the other ones were festy. They were terrible. Anyway, I'm going to just post. Maybe people think my bum's really big.
It's not that big.
Oh, God. No, so now I want to. People are visualizing this giant butt.
I actually want
to put a picture of it up there.
So do I.
You know, not fully fledged glory, just in like normal pants. Just so you can see it. Make your own judgment.
Yeah, give it a rating from 1 to 10. 1 being a very bad bum and a 10 being a good bum.
But anyway, big bums are in. It's great. There's all sorts of things going on. But yep.
Shout out to those bikini bottoms anyway. That's what I was
going
to say.
Okay. But anyway, you were just going back. You check out heaps of younger women.
I don't check out heaps of younger women.
You said you do.
I've got to listen to this again. It's not exactly what I said.
That's okay. I like it if you do.
That means
I can look at other people.
I haven't been checking out bums as a as a thing to do.
They just happen to go in your eye line and you accidentally catch your eye.
Yeah.
And you can't not look at it. It was their fault that the bum walked past eyes.
So let's put it this way. We've had like 9 months of winter or something like here in Adelaide.
Yeah.
It's been cold, miserable, dark and gloomy. And now, all of a sudden, 40 degrees, bang, 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 8 days in a row, hot as. And all these like super neon white bums come out to the beach and everyone's in these bikinis. That's where it comes from, I suppose. Just having a perv.
I love you.
I'm allowed to.
You're allowed to.
That was me just like.
Can
just
you thinking, actually do it more?
What's that, perv?
Yeah. Then it makes, I don't know, it's kind of makes me think, well, yeah, you're still like into it. Sexual. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, and I don't want you to run off with the bums. I just want you to, you know, you don't have to. I'm not forcing you either. I don't want you to be there gawking at people. Just, it's a healthy, I think it's a healthy is reminder.
Is it appropriate for me to take photos and show you?
Yes, it is. Oh. What do you think?
No. That just reminds me of a story of, it's probably not a good story. It's the story when I went to court one time for actually, I'll tell you the story quickly.
And Hang on.
I went to court for driving an unregistered, uninsured car one time.
Right, that's okay.
Right, and your car becomes uninsured if your car is unregistered for over 30 days.
Right.
And then they make you go to court and you lose your license for 2 days.
Only two.
2 days. And you can pick a weekend. You can lose your license for the weekend. It. And I think it cost $400 or something like that. That was the fine, right? So, yeah. But before me, there was five cases. That's the only time I've ever been to court.
Right, yeah.
And one court case was about an ex-employee who had a meat cleaver and he threatened to kill his boss, right?
Oh, my God.
And he basically got a confiscation? Is that a word?
Yeah, I think
His meat cleaver was confiscated and he had a $400 fine. The next person that was up in this court case was a man who was down at a very busy Glenelg beach and taking photos and videos of upskirts, right? And posting it on the internet and all that sort of stuff. And he was like a 38-year-old man, right? And he got his videotape confiscated and it was like a $250 fine. And I've gone, well,
hang on a
minute. This is going to be an easy court case for me. So I ended up losing my license for 2 days and paid $400.
He should have his willy like locked up. Like he has to wear a chastity belt for like a weekend.
He should, or his eyes cut out.
Oh God.
No, not really.
It's a bit eyes. Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they could roll his willy up and like bull clip it with a padlock.
Oh, for like 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know why I've told you that story.
That's okay. It was relevant.
It's really, that was back in the day when the bums weren't out as much as they are these days.
And you needed to really look at the bums.
Yeah. That's where I used to actually bury myself in the sand and just put a little glass cover over my eyes and wait for the bum to walk over.
Oh, you're a I'm trying to imagine. I'm like, what is he talking about? That I just realized.
That's
weird.
Why would I even come up with that?
Why did you come up with that?
I don't know.
Was it you that went to court for that? Are you changing the story around? Oh my God.
I would tell you about it.
Kai. No. I always learn something new about you every year. You tell me, suddenly I hear this story and I go, why in all the years I've known you have I not heard this story? And you go, well, you never asked. And it's like the craziest story. Oh, sorry, I forgot to ask you about that one time that a frog got stuck in your pants and tried to crawl up your bum. Oh, I can't believe I didn't ask you about that.
Oh, you were
Did
there.
Did that ever happen to you?
You were there. That story happened.
That never happened. It was an example.
Okay, so the frog jumped on my leg and it tried to hide under my balls and my bum.
No.
Yeah.
What?
When we were at the shack up at the river, I went to flush. I did a wee in the toilet.
Oh, I just made that up. Are you serious? It actually happened.
That happened, yeah. At Dutch's shack.
Oh.
Yeah, and I went and did a wee and flushed the toilet. And a frog, I kid you not, a frog jumped out literally between my nut and my leg. And
how
it was
big?
Like
a little one?
Oh, it would have been. How big's that?
How
big is
your nut?
Like a Freddo frog. Like a Freddo frog.
Wow.
Yeah, Freddo frog with long legs.
Jeez.
And then it crawled.
How did you not feel that?
I did. I freaked out. I had my pants around my ankles.
Oh.
And there was a frog between my nuts and like, and it was literally crawling up towards my anus, intentionally or not, I don't know. But
what was its motivation to try and get a little hidey spot away?
It knew people were there at the shack, and it was trying to get to the darkest hole.
Oh, so I made that up just then, unless I subconsciously knew that was a story.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah, kite's a good story.
Is it?
No.
Oh.
No, it's a good story.
What other story do you want to hear?
I do love that story. But do you have any... Okay, you've already bypassed 2020, but are there any New Year's resolutions?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to get fit for...
I'm going to get fat. I'm going to get so fat. Oh, it's going to be good.
I am going to get so fat. No, I'm going to get fit.
Do you want me to feed you?
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm going to get fit. I've always said I'm going to get fit.
I've always said
every year,
I'm going to get fit.
Every year I said I get fit. And this year is the year of
fitness. You're fit. You are a fit person.
I am.
Lately, though, you've not had time. But you've always been Correct. Pretty muscly and fit.
Mm-hmm. But today I saw this bloke at the... Again, I was checking out a bloke at the survey at the supermarket. And he was like muscly as. And I've gone, I want to be that dude.
You were that dude not long ago.
Yeah, but I want to be... Nah, I wasn't that dude because that dude is him.
No, I know, but you were...
But I want to be him.
You were...
I want to be him.
Okay.
I want to be just be him.
You've got to do some weights.
I just want to be him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Impossible.
I'm going to ask for a wish that I can jump into his body.
Was it a good one? Change.
It was good. It was very fit. It was very fit. It makes me feel like jelly and makes you feel a little bit rubbish. But then it makes you actually realise... You have a lot more going on in your life than just fitness as well.
Okay. Can I ask you, as a bloke, do you look at other blokes and ever go, oh, I wish, like you just said then that you were like, but do you feel that often? Do you often go, oh, that bloke's good looking. Oh, I wish, oh, that guy. Oh, I wish I had that legs. Oh, I wish I had those muscles. Do you think that, is that a constant commentary in your mind?
No, not really. Two things. There's not many good looking blokes around.
Right.
That's one thing. And secondly, yesterday I bought myself... My first set of glasses, Ray-Bans.
Yeah, your first set of non-BP glasses, like proper
non-servo glasses. Yeah. I almost lost them today, right?
Oh,
first
so
day
mad.
In. And it actually makes me feel good for some weird reason.
Oh my God, see, Kai, yes. Yeah. So I was saying to Kai recently, because he wears T-shirts from like 1998 still, and he wears them till they're out of shape and... And then he goes and buys new clothes, but then he wears them and you realise 7 years later he's not bought any new clothes. And I'm like, honey, can you please buy just some like fashionable clothes, some cool shirts? And he's like, nah, he doesn't like any of that preppy stuff. But I reckon we can get Kai a look going on that he likes and that was also makes you feel like fresh and nice. So it all starts with a Ray-Ban.
Yeah, thanks. That was your present to me from my birthday three months ago, a voucher for... A sunglass place.
And you do feel good.
Yeah, you do. You do feel good.
Good.
Yeah.
Honey, that's great.
Mm. It's not anything to do with the fact I haven't had any sunnies for the last 3 months because I've lost them.
No.
But it was a little bit to do with that. But it's definitely got to do with feeling good, wearing good stuff. Having good stuff.
Having quality. I think you mean quality. Something that lasts, that you can care for. It's not cheap kind of crap.
So I went to Kmart and bought myself a $3.50 singlet and that was really good.
He did, he's wearing it right now. I have to tell the story about the Ray-Ban actually.
The Ray-Ban glasses.
The Ray-Ban. This is a bit of a famous story. Have I already told this on here?
No. But you told it to a lot of people.
I know, because it's funny. Okay, so
Before you go further, and I know the story you want to tell, I told the people at the sunglass place.
Oh, that story.
The story.
And what they think.
Well, you tell the story, but they didn't know the famous person you're about to mention.
Well, they might be young. Different generation. I can understand why. They might not. Okay. Anyway, either way, I sang at a wedding of a friend of a friend, someone who I know sort of well. And they knew Teresa Palmer, who's an actress from Adelaide, and she was at the wedding as a guest, and she was dating Topher Grace, who is an American actor who was the lead in that 70s show, for those of you. He plays like the main guy who's a bit of a nerd. Anyway, I can't remember his name. Anyway, his name's Topher Grace, which is short for Christopher. I was there with Kai.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. But he went with Topher instead of Chris.
Ooh.
Topher. Don't know why. Okay. Anyway, they were dating. So he was in Adelaide at this wedding. So this Hollywood star is at this wedding. Anyway, so we met them afterwards. The thing. And actually, can I just say, I was singing in that. And because I knew he was there, I was really nervous singing.
No way.
Because he was there.
You are so superficial. That's so superficial. I didn't realize how superficial you are.
I know. There's a famous person there. Anyway, so we met them afterwards. Oh, hey, how are you going? As you do afterwards, you know, you're all mingling around after the church. And Kai is wearing these Ray-Bans that we'd bought from Thailand. Cheapies, like that cost, I don't know, like how much?
$3.50.
Yep. And they're all
400 baht.
And Kai's are all sort of half cockeyed, half on his face. We meet Topher Grace and we're introduced. He's wearing Ray-Bans too, but real ones. And they go, oh, hi. You know, they introduce themselves. Hi, I'm Kai. And he goes, hi, I'm Tofu. And Kai goes, oh, hi, Tofu. Tofu, for example, he calls him Tofu and shakes his hand with these Ray-Bans cockeyed on his face. Well, there's Topher Grace, Hollywood star, real Ray-Bans. And just that moment where you've gone, g'day, Tofu, shaking his hand. I was completely
gutted.
Yeah. I was, horrified.
Don't worry, Tamara.
I was like, meet my husband.
I had heaps more personality than him. That's one thing.
Actually, you think you did. Actually, no, I think he's quite nice.
He's, you know what, I'm just making that up. I'm just trying to make you feel better. And the second thing is, go fast forward 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, I've got myself a real set of Ray-Ban aviators.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and?
So weird.
So what did they say at the shop? They didn't know any of the famous people? Any of them?
Nah.
Didn't they?
Nah.
They didn't know anything then?
Nah, nothing. Nothing. They didn't even really know how to serve me sunnies.
Oh, well, then they're crap.
Yeah, she just kept polishing the lenses and goes, try these on.
Oh.
Here, try these on. Polish.
Change. Well, next time if you need to come up with fake famous people. Not fake, but just interchange the names for really, really ultra. Like it was Brad Pitt at this wedding with, just make it up.
Do you
Scarlett Johansson.
Like I don't go shopping very often, but 2020 is the year where I'm going to go shopping.
Okay.
And I'm going to start making up stories.
Oh, great. So it's a year of lying. Great, Kai.
To the shopkeepers, it doesn't really matter. They'll never, ever see me again.
Oh,
let's face it.
That would be funny.
That would be pretty funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You really talked yourself up into something.
I want some of these jeans because,
why have you got an American accent?
I don't know. Because I've just come from America. Oh. And my boyfriend lost these exact same jeans at his boyfriend's house. He cheated on me.
So you're a gay American?
Yeah, or whatever.
Okay.
Okay.
Look, gay. I like this story.
So let's put it this way: I'm going to work on some of those stories, and maybe in your next podcast,
we can introduce a character.
The character is going to go shopping.
Anyway, so do you want to hear? No one's asking me about my New Year's resolution.
Oh, Tamara.
Yeah.
Just talking about 2020 or. Yes. 2020, what's your achievement going to be? Or what's your New Year's resolution going to be? What's your New Year's resolution going to be?
Not telling.
I don't know. Do you know what?
To get through it. Just to bloody get through it.
Keep it secret.
To move into a house.
Mm.
And for my daughter to survive her first year of school.
Yep. That's good.
For my son not to bite anyone at his first year of kindy. Or tear down the place.
That's going to be the achievement.
Or harass the teachers.
A lot of those things are out of your hands and out of your control.
They are, so it's okay. I'm not sure. What else?
You've got your musical going, so that's going to be exciting.
If you're in Adelaide...
Can you plug your musical on your own podcast? I'm sure you can. Why don't you plug it right now?
Okay, yes. So if you're in Adelaide or you're coming to the Adelaide Fringe 2020,
come and see my musical. By the way, if you don't really have heard or if you haven't really heard of Adelaide, Adelaide comes alive around that time.
Yes, March, Adelaide, South Australia.
March of every year and it's brilliant. It's got the festival, it's got the Fringe, it's got the V8s, it's got WOMAD, it's got... What else has it got?
Everything. And they put it on all at the same time. So it seems like the best city in the world. And then for the rest of the year, crickets.
Never be. Oh, that's a good cricket. Like
the tumbleweed. Yeah,
but so plug your show.
I was trying. Keep interrupting me.
All right. There's going to be lots of good acts.
Jesus Christ. It's called The Hipster. And it's a musical, but it's not like a, you know, your typical musical. It's funny. It's got characters like Shano, the Bogan in it. There's a stripper. All sorts. Hipsters. Yeah. It's about hipsters.
So tomorrow.
And it's at a brewery.
Tomorrow.
So come along.
Yeah, it's got a strip joint next to a brewery. And your mum saw it the other day for the first time, didn't she?
Saw our preview show.
And you said, probably about 2 years ago, you said to me, I mean, I can do whatever I want. And I know my mum will be slightly offended with this show.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. You've gone, I want to write this because what I want to write. So your mum saw it. And what was she? She was offended.
She wasn't offended. I think she was weirded, grossed out that her daughter came up with such profanity and a lot of dick jokes, basically.
There's a lot of dick jokes in it, which makes it good.
Yeah. Well, it's innuendo. It's not even that bad.
No, it's not that bad.
It's not even like, I mean, it's not like Book of Mormon. It's almost there.
But Book of Mormon doesn't have a lot of dick jokes in it.
Oh, there you go. So if you like dick jokes, it's in my show.
If you like dick jokes, you'll like tomorrow's show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
It was very funny. I quite enjoyed it. And a lot of people said very, 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 very good things about it.
Yeah, we had a sold out show. It's going to be great. So we've got a big band playing. And it's at the Little Bang Brewery, which is a cool brewery in Paynham in South Australia. It's this massive brewery.
Hmm. Yeah. Which is kind of hipster, but really going to be cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So come along. Please go along. Yes.
Buy your tickets quickly because they'll sell out fast.
Yes. This is good because it gets doing this podcast. Have you felt doing this podcast, Kai, throughout this whole year? Because we started in January this year, didn't we? For a lark. And here we are.
For a lark. Not a word.
Yeah, I mean, it's just for fun.
Yeah.
They would have said it in like Jane Austen times.
Jane Austen. Oh, know who that
we
is.
We rode through the field just for a lark.
Your face just then.
It's beautiful. Gross.
No, it's beautiful.
You grossed out with my face.
Never.
When I do accents.
Yeah, yeah.
Or when
yeah,
I say, hey,
yeah.
Google, in my voiceover voice and you want to throw up. He's grossed out every time I say, hey, Google, what's the weather today?
Oh, but what do you always do it in a newsreader voice anyway?
I love that voice.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Is that like a split personality thing coming out?
Maybe. You'll find out.
Oh, dear. I might actually sleep in a different room. Mm. That might be worse. I'll have to set up some sort of contraption to make a noise when you come in, when the door opens. So I'll wake up before you murder me.
Perhaps a bell.
Ding, 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 ding. Here comes Tamara.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Yep. Who's been your favourite guest this year?
Oh, hands down would have to be Ryan.
Ryan
He was
Hodges.
Brilliant. Yeah, he was really good. Everyone was very, very good.
Yeah, the C-word, that episode, go look it up if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, Ryan was amazing. And I miss Ryan. We need to catch up with Ryan.
Mm.
Shout out to you, Ryan.
Happy
Hello.
New Year, mate. I hope you're feeling good.
Yeah, absolutely.
The end of the year.
I'll give you a ring next year.
Yeah, a couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was good. Ryan, hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
And their little family and stuff like that. So it was good.
Yeah, it was very moving listening to his story, talking about cancer.
He's a very good storyteller and he's got a lot of good stories.
Yeah.
I think his stories, it's like anyone though. It's like a comedian. I mean, not saying that he's a comedian, but he's quite a funny guy, right, as well. If you tell a story once, twice, three times, four times, it becomes better with age because you know what works and what doesn't work. So he's obviously got a big story and that's probably what made his podcast very good as well.
All right.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Tamara,
mm.
Who are you looking forward to interviewing on your podcast next year?
I'm thinking some comedians. I'd like to get a comedian from The Fringe.
Right. Yeah.
You know, The Fringe.
Yeah, The Fringe would be brilliant.
Get him on board. I'd like to get, I would have to say, do you know who is coming to Adelaide? I don't know if you know her because you don't know anyone really. Sorry, but you don't. Famous people. Amanda Palmer. Okay, crickets.
There's a joke about Miss Palmer.
Okay.
I won't go there.
Anyway, okay, there's a lot of interesting people, but we're going to find a few. And maybe we could actually get the ones that don't get lots of people to their shows, but are the little gems. The Ooh. Gems.
Do you know what? Go hunt for those because they don't get a lot of people to their show.
No, but we've seen a couple that you go, this is good. No one's here because it's oversaturated, right?
Like that comedian who used to work at an abattoir and told the stories about
he was terrible. Yeah, okay. He was bad.
What about those two people that dressed up as clowns and all they did was like a twirly whirly dance with music that went diddle-diddle-din, diddle-diddle-din.
Who were they? I don't even remember.
Exactly. Or was it the guy that was making the paper planes at the Fringe show and the paper planes didn't even fly properly when he made
that?
Them? Yeah.
I don't remember that either.
Gems. Okay. Look for them tomorrow. When you find them.
Hey, what? They would actually be the best. Do you want to know the story of the guy who came up with that idea of the shit plane flying thing? You probably would. Why? You want to ask him the question, why? Just why?
Okay, your podcast is going to be probably 3 minutes long. Maybe, I tell you what, maybe do segmented podcasts.
Oh, bits and pieces.
Yeah, of all the shit ones and like all string them together and make a good one out of all the shit ones.
Okay, challenge accepted.
Do you know what I mean? It's like taking a lot of chicken manure and turning it into compost.
Okay, I've already got one person who I'm going to get on board.
Okay.
He's going to be on there.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Good.
Done. Well,
anyway, 2020, here we come. Happy New
cheers,
Year.
Cheers, honey.
To,
cheers, cheers, cheers.
To everyone
Woo-hoo.
Out there. So that's a good thing. It's a
Yay.
Beautiful thing.
I hope you stay safe.
Yep.
And
hope it's prosperous to everyone as well. Is that a word? That means like happy.
Of course.
Happy and wealthful. Wealthful, not just in a financial point of view, but in a health point of view as well.
And everything, happy. Yeah. Yes, honey, that's correct.
That's what it's all about.
We just want everyone to enjoy this New Year's. Maybe if you've had a shitty year, 2019.
And you're looking it's forward not to this new, one?
Yeah. Think of it as a clean slate, as often people do. Be kind to yourself. You know, it's not all about achieving the result. It's about the journey, which sounds cliche and lame, but it's true, isn't it?
You know what? That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. My 2020 is going to be about enjoying the journey.
Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the process or whatever it is, the project you're working on or whatever it is you're aiming towards. Enjoy getting there. Because once you get there, it's great for like 5 minutes and then you go, So you got to enjoy getting there. It's life, isn't it?
One thing I'm going to do this year is catch up with a lot more people that I haven't caught up with in a long time.
Good people.
I've neglected a lot of people this year and last year.
Mm-hmm.
So 2020, here we come.
Sucked in, everyone.
2020.
He's coming for you. So everyone listening to the podcast, you get a phone call from Kai.
Or a message.
Oh.
2020, including my mum.
Oh, God.
2020, will you be my chum?
Oh, sweet, honey. You're coming up with a few good little songs. Maybe we'll have some more jingles.
2020, I hope I don't get the runs.
Oh, I thought you
because let's face it, it's not very funny.
You'll get a sticky bum.
It's not very funny, but
no,
it's really hot.
No, yours were a lot better.
All right, okay.
On that note, Happy New Year, people. And we'll see you in the new year with some good content. Can't promise anything, but it's going to happen.
It's like a jar of baked beans.
Oh, God, here we go.
Delicious.
Love you.
Long time.
Love you long time.
All right.
Love you long time.
Come on. Wrap it up.
Sorry.
Is that too many?
I'm so sorry. Guilty.
Just like that.
Benoit.
The Guilt Trip.